안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. Curious Connection 조앤입니다.
And Megan입니다.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Joanne.
And then why don't you try it again in English for?
So, well, first I would, so in English or Korean?
So in Korean. Sorry.
I mean, I'll do both. So I'll try and parrot what you said, which is 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Okay. 안녕하세요. Curious Connections 메겐입니다.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Your pronunciation is perfect.
Are you sure? Are you
I'm
not
sure.
Just
I'm native. Being,
yeah, but like I think something I like about what I've found here, whenever I speak Korean, most people are just so encouraging. I've met some people where I think it's just like a lack of empathy where they're like, I can't understand you, which I often get in the West, especially English speaking countries where it's like, you don't speak English. How dare you? I can't understand your accent. And I say, boo, you're stupid. Like, just be people. They're speaking your mother tongue. Calm down. But here, people have just been very, I guess, encouraging. So I'm questioning, are you just being encouraging for me to keep trying?
Encouraging mood. Okay. Your pronunciation is perfect.
Great.
I can say that.
Thank you. I'm trying. I think something as like an English teacher, I look at people's mouths and I tell my, it sounds so weird to say to a student, but like, look at how my mouth moves because I think there's this, you need to watch how your people's lips move and their tongue moves in order to speak a language. Cause Korean sounds aren't native to me. And so my mouth doesn't always move that way. So I'm really trying where I'm just trying. I really try hard. But something that's different, if I would say it in English, you said say it in English and then, yes, Korean, it would be, hi, welcome to Curious Connections. I'm Megan. So it's more words to say it. Because if you directly translate what you just said and our greeting in Korean, it's hi.
Hi.
Curious Connections. I'm Megan.
That's correct.
That's it. It's very straightforward. Is there no like, what if you said like welcome to? Do you say that or no?
Welcome to, from my memory?
Yeah.
From my memory.
Hi.
From my memory. Don't say that.
Okay, so in a lot of greetings, like in broadcasting here,
we Koreans don't say often that kinds of greeting from the first time.
Okay.
The welcome to...
It's just not part of the language. It's not part of the culture.
Not so common.
It's just, you just say, hi.
And just this, hi.
I'm this.
Yeah, yes, that's
great.
That way.
And 이미다 is like saying...
이미다 is I am.
Thank you. Good to know.
Good to know.
Good to learn. Always curious. No, thank you. I will keep trying. Thanks for keeping...
It's so easy.
It is. And like learning the structure of a sentence as well with that. And it's so simple of, hi, this, I'm Megan.
Yeah, so let's start with that kinds of practicing in Korean from now.
Okay, sounds good. I'm very happy to. But today, I guess you could argue it's a language of sorts, language of feeling. Today is the topic of self-love and self-care, which I do struggle with those terms because I think just like self-help, they've become this monetized kind of, there's an ickiness that's found its way into it and with like a capitalization of that. But at the core, loving oneself, caring about oneself, caring for, and taking care, making, pursuing, engaging in careful, caring, rather, actions is beautiful and something that we want to talk about.
Yeah. And then, especially these days, I recognize that this kind of self-love is so important for every human, and therefore, especially for me. I realized that is important to me. So it could be very precious topic to talk about.
And I think the more we learn about the brain, the more we learn about trauma, the more we learn about ourselves, society, community, and where it's going, continuing to gift love into the world through loving ourselves to also then love others, I think is always a great thing to continue expanding and building and evolving in, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So first, you know, I want to start with some kind of question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, question like this.
Yeah. Because this was your topic, which I love. And I thought it was really enjoyable and serendipitous because you know about the artwork I make and a bit about my journey. But I don't think you realize how prevalent this topic is to who I am and the journey I've gone on. So I was really grateful. And I'm excited to hear what you want to talk about with it, because I've been like in the self-care, loving oneself. I've been on that journey, but very like isolated in it. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, first one is this one. How would you define self-love?
How would you define self-love? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, of course. You go ahead.
Self-love. Mm. I guess
not easy.
I mean, it's not, because it's, but it also kind of is. It's maybe not easy because we haven't always been encouraged. Many of us haven't been encouraged in it, but it's also kind of simple at its core. And I think it's an acceptance of self. I think it's a warmth and compassion of self. And I guess a enjoyment, a loving, a in love with oneself. It's accepting and honoring and experiencing all the parts of oneself and not denying things. Sure, we maybe it's best to evolve out of some things or shed some things, but not hating that part of you. So it's these honoring of self and loving yourself through the hard moments, through the happy moments, through everything in between. Yeah.
So you mean that you have all kinds of the negative things or the positive things all together, but you can love all sides of your every perspectives.
Yeah. And it's not easy. Not easy. It rather hasn't been always been easy, and it's taken me some time personally along my journey. But once I started with accepting, in some trauma terms, it's a radical acceptance of oneself and one's circumstances and situations and that which one is going through. That's when true self-love can really start beginning, especially after hardship. I mean, I'm coming from a someone who has been diagnosed with CPTSD, which is chronic PTSD, so post-traumatic stress disorder. So that meaning I've needed that kind of radical acceptance of like, this is where I'm at. I don't have to be there forever. But that's where the journey continues and starts, if not.
So your journey can be helpful to you to recover from that.
Oh, yeah. I think I think a journey of self-love is helpful from anyone. You know, it's part of the radical acceptance of it has been recognizing that there are scars. And scars might fade with time. But I still have literally a physical scar. I have one that I've had since I was 3 years old on my knee. And it's still there. So they might fade, but some stay potentially for as long as your body is here. So yeah, it's a journey, and I think a beneficial journey for anyone. Yeah. What about you? What's self-love to you?
For me, not easy. It's not easy to define self-love, what self-love is. So it can give some chance to think about that. And then, for me, it's a kind of, you know, the caring for myself, caring for enough, and then accepting myself like you, and then with some respecting and understanding my own emotions and needs. And then sometimes treating myself kindly, and then recognizing my limits.
Yeah.
And then One more, supporting myself when needed.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So all things that I can say that these things are totally the kind of loving myself.
Definitely. And mm-hmm. I think our definitions have been said differently, but kind of encompass the same thing, mm-hmm. which is, yeah, for me, the acceptance sometimes is there are certain limits at mm-hmm. times, whether that's an aging body, whether that's sickness, whether that's for me, mm-hmm. whether there's been like lack of finances or lack of happiness at times, you mm-hmm. know, a certain depression, like that, there's been those aspects of needing to accept those moments mm-hmm. and or when you then can expand and love yourself out of those moments, it's mm-hmm. then looking back on those versions and loving that as mm-hmm. well. For sure. I think mm-hmm. there's a lot to it. And maybe my vocabulary, even as a native speaker, is limited mm-hmm. and I don't have one way of defining mm-hmm. self-love. But you're definitely, I think we're saying a mm-hmm. similar, if not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of same things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I guess, yes, self-love is a feeling, but also an experience of oneself, but also with oneself in the world and therefore with others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that kinds of self-love forms the foundation of healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think mm-hmm. above all, like a relationship with yourself.
Mm. Yeah, most important thing.
Being your own mm-hmm. best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, some people see that as lonely. I see that as empowering.
Mm. Yeah, with that knowledge, we can go to number two.
Ah, uh-huh, your second question. Thank you for having this little outline for us today, mm-hmm. Joanne.
Yeah, that is that. What habits do you prioritize to practice self-love?
Let's start with you this time. I have some, but like, what do you have? What did you bring today of your self-love?
So actually, I looking for some information about what kinds of things that I put the prioritize mm-hmm. uh-huh, to practice self-love.
Okay.
And then they say that the first one is daily routine.
Great.
Daily routine. And then it means it includes things like a quiet moment. Of meditation or writing a gratitude journal or keeping a steady routine. They say that mm-hmm. Like this. So I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And then they say another thing is health management.
Mm.
Health management is so important to all of us. And the regular exercise, they say, and then nutrient food and enough sleep. All we need.
All we need.
You and I.
That's all we need is a living,
our self-love.
Living, moving uh-huh. meat sack. Yeah. Apparently, it's just take care of your body.
Uh-huh. And then the another thing is self-talk.
Yeah.
Self-talk. And so speaking kindly and positively to myself and making an effort not to be overly critical, transforming negative self-talk into a more compassionate conversation, they say. It's so agreeable, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then other thing is setting boundaries with others. We need some space from others. Some space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some space.
For sure. As someone mm-hmm. who was raised in an environment that mm-hmm. wanted me to be a people pleaser and therefore mm-hmm. I took that on.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries are so important.
Yeah.
And learning boundaries has been a journey for me
uh-huh.
and stating them. And that is definitely a form of self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So with all those like lists of things, like what are some daily routines you have, for example?
Daily routines. The very, very important for me.
Okay, Joanne, where are we going?
That is very small thing, but for me, it's a very huge thing.
Okay.
That is going to the bathroom regularly.
Are we talking number one or number two?
Both of them, but I mean pooping.
Having a poop, a daily uh-huh. poop.
Mm-hmm. Poop.
Daily a daily poop. Morning poop.
Uh-huh. So as soon as I get up,
yeah.
I usually drink two cups of the water
Great.
At room temperature. Mm. And then get some a glass of coffee.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then waiting for...
We're in Korea. Is it an ice Americano or
ice Americano
hot?
from very beginning of the day? I don't like that.
Some people love it. And some people swear by it. Uh-huh. I've met some people that are like... It gets you going, like in every sense of the word.
Oh, I prefer hot ones.
Same. We definitely connect over a hot Americano.
Hot things. Yeah. And then after that, waiting for the signals. Happy signals.
Hey, you are in good company. I am not afraid to talk about poop. I'm perfectly fine with that.
And then I think that it is... important enough to talk about that in public,
because I think so.
Yeah, why not? It's a very important and valuable thing for every human.
Honestly, hey, I definitely have had a horrible stomach since I was a child. I even had to go to a famous hospital in Minnesota for it, the Mayo Clinic. I literally... Hi, 17 years old, actually a pediatric person. Like, so you're like with all the children watching WALL-E it was on the screen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've had issues since I was young. And so I'm very keen to talk about, if not just like very accepting, about talking about poop, because it is an important cycle within our bodies. And I think it's a great metaphor for shedding.
Yeah.
And like taking in what you need and then getting rid of the rest. Great metaphor.
So, you know.
And literal.
That's kind of, the stool. The passing stool.
Yeah. How proper of you. Thanks, doctor.
Passing stool means regularly.
Yeah.
Means a very healthy condition of my body.
Mm.
And then it can make some very refreshed feeling of a whole day.
Yes.
Not easy to get angry about...
I'm storing too much poop in my body. I need to get
about small things. For me, that's true. That's true.
But it is a form of self-love to shed in both the literal and the figurative sense and like the metaphorical sense of shedding. I've done that a lot in my life of sometimes self-love has come with shedding the majority of all my things or my clothes and my belongings and of emotional baggage too. And just that, like that release is, I think, a form of self-love.
Mm-hmm. So in some ways we needed that kind of a very healthy release.
Yeah, release. I mean, we're going to keep talking about poop apparently, but really even just the act of loving your body enough to feed it what your body needs, which looks different for everyone. What my body needs is probably different from what your body needs. But if it's a way to have a regularity, again, literally and figuratively, metaphorically, I think is important and balance.
Balance. And then regularity is more important than anything else. And then,
Which, I mean, I've resisted a lot in my life. I've lived a very free and artist flowing life in many ways. And I've resisted certain structures and also defiant against them. And I'm a lot of resistance and rebellion in some ways and some ways and probably a lot of ways. I forget it because I'm like, but isn't that just normal to question? Why you gotta do that? So I'm just sat here going, oh, is this not normal? But it isn't. But I have to sometimes a detriment foregone certain regularities. And yeah, I guess it's shown in my bodily regularity, but certain structures are important and they have, by introducing more of them into my life, I actually have more freedom, which is great because when you feel good, you can do more of what you want to do.
Yes,
you can care about yourself more. You can love yourself. You can love others. Yeah, it is important. And again, that might look different for everyone, but a lot of your list is caring for our body. Later in the list, it started with mind too. I think sometimes, because you keep saying they, I'm like, well, who are they? Who are these theys that you keep saying? They say, who's they, Joanne?
They say.
They, who's they?
I mean, you actually want to know?
They
just the ordinary people.
Ordinary people. So uh-huh. like, okay. And mm-hmm. and that's where I, like I said earlier about like my hesitation around self-help and all these things. Because mm-hmm. sometimes it's like surrounded by or comes from certain systems that I already question, whether mm-hmm. it's very like patriarchal, potentially misogynistic, potentially mm-hmm. racist, and very white centric. Mm-hmm. And so I question some of that. Meaning when you first started talking about it, it's very physical, which is so true. I mm-hmm. think there is a need for a physical care mm-hmm. of one's self mm-hmm. and one's body mm-hmm. and making sure there is that health and vitality mm-hmm. in what is best for your personal body. Mm-hmm. I also think there is a creative mm-hmm. nurturing that mm-hmm. humans need. Mm-hmm. I think there is a needing to be in nature mm-hmm. part of humanity. Mm-hmm. I think there's love, yes, of self, also mm-hmm. love within community mm-hmm. that does need to be encouraged as well. So yeah, I mean, that's also just, I hope it's a healthy thing of mm-hmm. like, I think it's a good thing to say, who's they, can we question? But I like, your list seems pretty comprehensive mm-hmm. though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after that, that great work. And then after that,
we're back on poop, y'all.
After that, I make some kind of to-do list.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then make some time of my own to think about what happened yesterday. Or
oh, I thought you were going to say what happened in the bathroom. I'm too focused
on it. Oh, no. Forget about that now.
Okay. So what happened? So kind of like journaling.
Journaling. And then kind of a meditation.
Yeah.
And then reflectioning myself. That kinds of my own time, taking that kinds of my own time is really helpful to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And sometimes recalling some memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a happy way, in a maybe
both.
Both. Great. Uh-huh. Both. Great.
And then negative way. Negative memories can give some instruction, because you know they give some kind of way to how I lead my way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then how I change my thinking way.
Okay.
They teach me.
Definitely. It's mm-hmm. I mean, I say to my artist practice a lot is turning the ugly into something beautiful. Well, it's not just something I kind of say in my art. It's mm-hmm. literally my artist statement, I think, mm-hmm. at its core. So, there we are. But mm-hmm. anyway, you had more on your list?
Uh-huh. They actually say a little more.
Okay.
And then they say that hobbies and leisure is so important.
So again, fulfilling that creative uh-huh. leisure, uh-huh. being time, thinking, uh-huh. feeling.
We need yeah. some kind of rest time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then the last thing is they say learning and growth. So
great. Expansion, expansion, expansion.
Yeah.
We had some at the beginning of the episode, learning uh-huh. some Korean.
Korean. And so, you know, that's the point that I decided to study English.
Yeah.
And so every morning, you know, I make it a rule to have some kind of little time.
Okay.
To practice English, because you know before talking with you,
yeah.
I needed some kind of practice with you're somebody.
So, you're so sweet.
Uh-huh.
You're so sweet.
And then you know my age, guys. We so often forget the every words that we've learned so easily, and so I have to be reminded. I have to remind it several times. And then, so that's the why they, that's the reason that I wake up and then have some great work. And then after that, I have some little time to study English.
I love that this has turned into a poop episode. but it's, mm-hmm. I mean, which I so appreciate, because mm-hmm. you're probably far more regular than I am.
Uh-huh.
But it's a routine.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think it's a lovely start to the day.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have that kind of movement, mm-hmm. I need to move my body. Like mm-hmm. that's a big thing I need in the beginning of the day. But I love that, like this list, like I said, there's more to it and not just about the body. I mm-hmm. think enriching your brain is so helpful. And you were mm-hmm. saying people around your age might forget things. So keeping your mind mm-hmm. spry and agile in its way, I think, mm-hmm. is really helpful. helpful for sure. Mm-hmm. I think our brains want to expand.
I hope. Mm-hmm. I really hope. And then this kind of, you know, energy gives me some, this kinds of studying and then some meditation and then some little time to think about myself gives me so energy.
Yeah.
So real energy. And then I think that this kind of thing is real love myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's also, I think sometimes I've felt as someone who's always wanted to expand and mm-hmm. and be curious and grow and maybe unlearn some things. Why I can sometimes be critical about self-love, self-help, self-care is, yes, I want to take in as much information as I can and mm-hmm. learn. I found at some points, though, that some of these mm-hmm. they say this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't work for me. These structures that you're wanting me to do. Mm-hmm. And then me being me, I've challenged myself going, well, is it a me problem? Is it mm-hmm. a me going, I'm so resistant to this change? But I've also started to realize, yeah, there are moments of that because change can be scary mm-hmm. to the brain and especially to a traumatized body. But more than that, I actually, part of my self-love mm-hmm. has been to recognize where, no, I'm actually not quote-unquote wrong. I actually maybe need to look at where unlearning this feeling of being wrong and mm-hmm. that. Great, thank you for that information. And just like our metaphor of poop, like I mm-hmm. ate what I ate,
mm-hmm.
I only need to keep some of the nutrients mm-hmm. and fuel that into something else
mm-hmm.
that is beneficial to me
mm-hmm.
and my body and my being, and then shed the rest. And that's been part mm-hmm. of my journey, is learning how to trust myself mm-hmm. and this inner knowing mm-hmm. that I've been connected to even before I could perhaps label it or give a verbal language to it. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's been that learning that I do have a knowing and mm-hmm. that my body and my authentic expression knows what's best, alongside being curious and knowing when to expand, when to contract, when to, I guess, trust and put myself or my knowing forward
mm-hmm.
and say, yeah, thank you. Even though 10 of you are saying that, like, I also know this is what's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they say it doesn't mean it's always right. While also knowing that I don't know everything and I'll gladly be curious and learn and unlearn as I go.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit relative to the my third question about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that is, you know, was there a moment or experience when you realized how important self-love is?
Yeah.
Mm.
You?
Me?
Yeah.
Me. It's a kind of a repeated thing, stories. And then it was a small moment, but one day I looked in my mirror and that thought I deserve a kindness.
Oh,
kindness, even from myself.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then that changes my perspectives. And then I didn't have enough time to take care of myself.
Along your mm-hmm. journey.
Yeah. Mm. And then I need to focus on myself at least a part of day. That's the reason that I decided to make it a rule. And then right after getting up, I spent a while doing what I want to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did that start?
So not so long.
Okay.
Several months ago.
Just mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
really?
Mm-hmm.
Several months ago, uh-huh. you decided, hi, Joanne in the mirror, you deserve kindness, especially from yourself.
Standing in the mirror, it happened a little longer.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh, when was that?
I don't know exactly.
Okay.
But not so long.
Okay.
And then make it a rule to have some kind of regular time to think about myself as soon as getting up. It is not so long.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of the feeling, if not the knowing of mm-hmm. like, oh, I would like to be on this journey of self-love. I would like mm-hmm. to love myself more, happened a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the journey has been the decision to love yourself every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of, so it's been a journey and this is the most recent milestone of the journey is saying, hey, and decision of the journey is to say, hey, every morning I'm going to care about myself and I also deserve kindness.
Yeah, so standing in front of the door. mirror.
Door is a great metaphor. Go through the threshold.
Yeah, mirror is door.
Yeah, kind of.
And then
In English, we call it a window to the soul sometimes. So, the eyes are the window to the soul. Huh? And if you're in a mirror, you're looking into your eyes. Anyway, okay. So yes, it's the door into your...
Isn't it a story of that spooky?
It's not spooky.
Not spooky?
No, it's a metaphor.
Okay.
If it's spooky to you, I can't help you there.
Okay, and then... in the mirror, when I'm thinking about myself, and I'm a kind of deserve to be kind enough, and then
kind enough to yourself and to receive to kindness,
receive to some kindness from myself, even though from myself, and then after that, I didn't know how I do that for myself, but. I realized that I needed some time to reflect myself and then to think about myself. And then I have to know a little bit more in a deeper way why I decided to that direction or why I decided to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then why I hated someone or why I,
which
sometimes
is it's a feeling, it's kind of a care. If you hate someone, you care.
I realized that the reason that I hate someone means that some aspect that from myself that I don't want to see. So I realized that, and then I realized that that's not the matter of them.
No.
That's the matter of myself. And then that is the moment that I soothe myself and I make some kind of kindness to myself a little more. Mm. And then to understand myself a little more. Yeah. And then it can give some kind of, soothing and then consolating. Kind of consolating, conforming, conforming myself.
Or consolidating or comforting.
Consolidating, right?
I think so. You're meaning like coming together of oneself.
And then some make some
comfort.
Ease. Comfort.
For sure.
And then, so I need some kind of some warm hands.
To yourself, some warmth.
Hands. Yeah. So I realized that. And I think that I need time to think about myself a little more. Specific way,
and loving, way.
Loving that is the correct loving way.
Yeah.
So I decided to wake up a little earlier than before, and then make some regular time to think about myself, and whatever it is, I decide to something to do. I want, in the way I want.
Are you getting enough sleep?
Yeah, enough sleep.
Great.
So I try to always to go to bed a little more earlier.
Great. Mm-hmm. It's a different of priorities. And I think that's a lot of what self-love is, self-care, is prioritizing oneself, loving oneself enough to prioritize oneself and what one needs.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that's really beautiful that you made that decision to, I think so, to prioritize that mm-hmm. you said, hey, I desire this new priority in my life. I too deserve kindness, especially from myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to gift that to myself every morning. Mm-hmm. Which how long is that normally for you? How long do you?
Maybe around 2 hours.
Okay, so 2 hours. And you said you then wake up 2 hours earlier.
Earlier.
And you then therefore go to bed about 2 hours earlier.
Mm, not so 2 hours earlier going to bed.
Like an hour?
An hour, or,
a little bit more. So, but you're still like, you've made a new priority, which means you haven't prioritized other things in order to prioritize enough sleep and enough of this time to love yourself. So, what then? What was the former priority? Like, what? Where is that time coming from?
Oh, where's time coming from?
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
Yeah.
It's the moment that, you said that you asked me where that time comes from.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Durant.
Before.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know.
How not?
Because, you know, I didn't realize that kinds of difference. I didn't feel.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, actually, I think a little bit differently from before. So my importance of my life focuses on different spot now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, a little bit. So, I was kind of collecting a lot of things and a lot of products. And then when I go shopping, I got several things in a way, in one time.
Yeah.
And then I kind of guy that who purchased in a very great amount.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But now I'm a little totally different. Mm. Totally different from yesterday's me.
Yesterday,
I can express that. Yeah, yesterday's me.
In a metaphor, it could literally be yesterday, but you know,
yesterday's also, me.
Know.
Today's me.
Yeah.
So different. And then I don't go shopping so often.
Okay.
And then I don't do my energy to arrange a lot of things always. And so I try to throw away that I don't need anymore. And yeah. then I don't collect many things.
Yeah.
Around myself, and then I always try to arrange my products or anything, not so many, and then so it is a kind of a simple life, mm-hmm. simple life and simple living, and it I realized that that kinds of simple life and living give me some kind of a space and time and energy
mm-hmm. to. I would say explore mm-hmm. the richness of getting to know yourself.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think uh-huh. there's, you know,
I can say that.
You've filled mm-hmm. it with a richness of self-exploration,
mm-hmm.
which is loving oneself.
Mm-hmm. That kinds of arrangement gives me some kind of room or some spare time and saving my time to reflect myself and then to do something else for me, for myself.
It's having mm-hmm. the literal space mm-hmm. to have room for growth and expansion mm-hmm. and also the metaphorical space within your body. Mm-hmm. Maybe at a molecular cellular level, actually it is kind of space. I don't know the science behind it. Would be happy to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
But I it's really beautiful, I think, what you just said, which was a very real and personal example, exploration mm-hmm. and action, or at least dedication to self. And you really just talked about how change worked mm-hmm. and how a change of priorities
mm-hmm.
really shed the old. If we go back to our movement. But really, you took
great
in,
work,
right? Your good work, your great work every day, every morning, apparently. But it really is that, like, you mm-hmm. prioritized something new,
mm-hmm.
and by prioritizing new, the new thing mm-hmm. and the new time that you're spending with yourself, the other things just naturally shed, because your mm-hmm. first expression was, oh, I didn't recognize it, which shows that the love you've given yourself until that point
mm-hmm.
prepared you for this change.
Mm.
And that once you decided to make that jump, that leap
mm-hmm.
of prioritizing that self-love, that mm-hmm. just shows that you were ready. And mm-hmm. by doing it, it didn't feel, it was needed in your life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
it was needed.
It,
and
it
so
was
it
needed.
Didn't feel jarring.
Uh-huh,
that change didn't feel mm-hmm. scary. Cause I think that's where change can be scary for some people, is hanging on to too much,
mm-hmm.
not taking a shit. Mm-hmm. And it really, I think that was so beautiful.
Mm. Is it?
I think so. Uh-huh. I pursue change mm-hmm. in a very radical way sometimes
uh-huh.
because where I started in my upbringing and where I've come from, I've known pretty fucked, and I didn't want to keep perpetuating that in my life or in the world. And so I've pursued change and transformation, and I'm always down for some, like, how can I phoenix my life, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like burn to ash and learn something new. And I'm very happy to continue to expand and evolve and and learn as artist, as person. But within some of that, especially with undergoing a lot of trauma, let's say, change can sometimes be scary because certain things that help you survive try to cling to the transition and what might be a bit more seamless without so many scars. Scar tissue is quite thick and resilient. And so navigating through that, like, can be hard at times and has been hard parts of my journey where sometimes, yeah, a lot of the love I've cultivated within myself has made some of that transition great. And honestly, once that transition happens and that new priority takes precedent over everything else, it's exactly what you said. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, I can't believe I used to do that. Loving that version of me who needed that to survive. But also, oh my gosh, like, a big one for me has been creation. Creation was very punished for me in
punished.
I have many hurts and harms and stories about how it was, I was punished for creating and being myself in many ways in my upbringing and in my life in general. And so even though it's such a natural thing about me, which I also think what you're talking about of learning about oneself is also, I think, a very natural thing. How many times will I forego looking at my phone, even on the subway or whatever, just to like breathe and be in my body, because it's just that, oh, how am I behaving and experiencing the world? What am I observing? I just enjoy doing as a human, probably also as artist. But back to, in terms of creation, as I've healed and given myself that space to reconnect with that very natural part of who I am and empower myself to do that, the more I do that, the more I'm like, oh gosh, like, because that fills so much of my time and my priorities now, and just my personhood, where it's like, oh, the former versions of me, my younger self, would just not recognize this and be like, who are you? What are you doing? But it brings me so much joy and happiness, and has been a way I've loved myself, is to let myself create. That's one of my priorities. Well, a major, if not the priority in a lot of ways.
One thing that I realized that after making this kind of rule to have my own time regularly, that is, above all, I don't want to change this very precious time with other things at all.
Amazing. So you've kind of created this new set point in yourself.
Yeah, correct.
That's beautiful. I definitely feel the same way as well. I think when you...
Same way.
Well, about like the different priorities that I've made in certain personal self-evolution within that. I just talked about creation. I think when you're prioritizing and loving yourself in ways that are truly authentic to you, I don't think you'd ever want to change, because you're just being more yourself. Why would you change? Why would you go back unless that was more authentic to you?
I don't want
to
go back.
No, I'm not. Don't make me go back. Don't take me there. No, I think that's so beautiful. And how, as you describe it, it sounds, it probably wasn't the easiest before that. But once you made that choice, you had loved yourself enough to, I'm ready for this change. It seems that you were so ready for change, which is, I find, so fantastic.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You talked a little bit about ways you love yourself or prioritize yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I'm still curious about if there was a moment or experience when you realized how important the self-love is.
Kind of like your mirror moment or years before that for you. Yeah. Mm. Is that what you mean? Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's kind of, instead of, there have definitely been moments along the journey, but in total, it's been the journey of itself. I guess my journey started, it might seem contradictory too when I laugh about it and make jokes about poop, but I hated myself.
You hate it? You hated yourself.
Hated myself. And it wasn't, no, not now. That I'm at where I'm at is actually really beautiful, because knowing where I started it's vastly, vastly different mm-hmm. than who I am today. And the person I see and experience in the mirror, in the world, the body that I've grown to love and care for. It wasn't hate in maybe the I hate myself or the teenage angst. Sure, there was probably some of that. It was a lot of shame and guilt that was put on me by other people.
Mm-hmm.
And
by other people.
Well, I think mm-hmm. when you're indoctrinated in a fundamentalist, mm-hmm. conservative, religious faith,
mm-hmm.
in the conservative white America I was raised in, to then be so different from that, mm-hmm. and having always been different from that, and yet because I was so punished for, I said I was punished for creation, I was also punished for being me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned to hide myself early.
Mm.
And I guess it wasn't a moment of self love that mm-hmm. but something did jar my this experience and this journey
mm-hmm.
that then I then started learning self love early on. One thing I said I had a poop appointment at that famous that famous hospital. I was diagnosed with I guess it's called dumping syndrome, which means I just need a very balanced diet in mm-hmm. a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was diagnosed with an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And an eating disorder in the way of, now that I've healed through it and learned about it, an eating disorder has just only ever been a signal in my life that something is wrong, mm-hmm. something is off, something is not okay. And I need to, and it's been a regulation practice. Like, one of the priorities I used to have was the eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't think, like, all the hours in the day that took up to now not be doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even thinking that way,
mm-hmm.
that I can look at my body and be like, damn, you're kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a scar. And so there are some habitual thoughts of self. Learning how to see that as that it was more self-regulation, as I said, it was a journey. Even in the early stages of healing,
mm-hmm.
I was in therapy at a very young age, which technically, sure, that's a form of loving yourself and caring mm-hmm. and help of self and working through things. But I didn't think about loving myself until like mid-20s. I didn't put mm-hmm. those terms on it until then.
Mm.
And I mean, we're talking like severe mm-hmm. hatred of self and mm-hmm. and shame and guilt that I harbored to the extent of wanting mm-hmm. to kill myself.
So you mean that the indoctrinating means to give you some kind of so much guilty feeling?
I think any kind of system mm-hmm. of oppression
mm-hmm.
that desires you to feel bad and kind of inserts this poison of shame and guilt
mm-hmm.
for simply just being yourself, I think is heavy mm. and I think is a weight
mm.
and
too heavy for you.
It's heavy to mm. and to carry
mm-hmm.
and I think in my demeanor
mm-hmm.
as a person that I'm so grateful I began this journey at a very young age,
mm-hmm.
but it's been very isolating because I spent my 20s
mm-hmm.
healing.
Mm.
And before that, I mean, over half my life has been this journey toward loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that the indoctrination, like when I first started seeing my current therapist, and why I said I haven't always had the, I guess you could say, term of self-love mm-hmm. or where I thought I was loving myself, and I've just learned to love myself more and more
mm-hmm.
to the point where I literally now can look in the mirror mm-hmm. and be like, I fucking love you. Like, you're stunning, you're gorgeous, you're amazing, you're mm-hmm. talented. That I can even say that and feel that about myself
mm-hmm.
is amazing. Because like I said, I wanted to kill myself. But when I first started seeing my current therapist, before that, like I said, I was diagnosed with an eating disorder. I also was diagnosed with depression and anxiety
mm-hmm.
and was on medication for a little while with it. And I say all this, this is my experience with mental health and harm and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everyone's. I'm not saying that what he said to me applies to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd had that experience and I'd been through a lot and had kind of not fully identified with depression and anxiety, but it felt more like, okay, I get it now. But when I met him, he looks at me and he goes, you know, you don't have depression and anxiety. You have really shitty circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I just go, how dare you? Mm-hmm. How dare you invalidate my experience? Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. almost 10 years later, mm-hmm. he was right.
You realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason that you got that guilty feeling.
Guilty feeling, mm-hmm. aspects of depression. And sure, I mm-hmm. do have tendencies, or there have been tendencies toward carrying depression in my brain and mm-hmm. in my feeling. There have been very anxiety inducing events in my life. Like I said, another thing I have actually been diagnosed with is CPTSD. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a more recent diagnosis, and that holds a lot of trauma in the body, right? And mm-hmm. and anxiety can amplify, or trauma can probably amplify that in my experience. But with any of it, it's more, I don't see them as death sentences. Mm-hmm. And, pun not intended with that. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to make light of this, but also humor in the trauma does help. Laughing helps while also holding space for these moments. That I have gotten to this point where I can look in the mirror, knowing the journey I've been on. And sure, a lot of it has consumed much of my youth. I'm still young, and I'm so happy that I still get to enjoy life mm-hmm. now, to actually feel love of self mm-hmm. and a priority of self mm-hmm. is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I don't know if there was an exact moment. I think mm-hmm. it was lots of bits and pieces, whether it was art therapy or other group therapies I was in at an early age, how many of the people I was in that with just looked at me going, you are so lucky mm-hmm. that you are confronting this and healing this so young. Mm. And yes, it's been a isolating journey at times, because mm-hmm. a lot of the trauma I've been through mm-hmm. has been very relational and not feeling safe in community and in relationship of any kind, and hesitant and lack of belonging. And when you go to a place, a country that isn't where you're from, it can mm-hmm. also just be an isolating experience regardless of any kind of trauma. Mm-hmm. I lived in a lot of fear for many years, but within all of that, I did dedicate and prioritize healing. And some of the things I've needed to shed or shit out, as we're talking about, mm-hmm. have been some of those survival mechanisms and those coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And I do put a lot of pressure on myself, because I'm like, I need to do this, and I can't just live in like this trauma and oh my God, I need to do this, and I don't have family, and so I gotta take care of myself, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do that. And I do the most, and then more, and then the most on top of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't always give myself enough credit for these milestones of, literally this morning, one of the habits I've gotten into is just looking in the mirror and going, I love you, 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 I love you. You're great. Have a great day. Like, we're doing okay.
Brainwash.
But just, and it's not just saying it, it's feeling mm-hmm. more comfortable in mm-hmm. saying that. Mm-hmm. And then loving myself enough to move my body. Mm-hmm. I was sick for many years, and so I need to move my body and to prioritize that and to feel safe. Loving myself enough to prioritize myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like what I said with you, where your transition, as you were talking about it, it was just the right time. And so the transition mm-hmm. and the change of priority mm-hmm. was just natural. Mm-hmm. And something I've noticed when it's come to this healing from and mending the scars of trauma, mm-hmm. yes, learning to live with some of it, mm-hmm. but also that there are moments where sometimes when big change happens in my life, mm-hmm. the old habits and behaviors cling just a little harder mm-hmm. right before the big shed. Mm. And I've been going through that a bit lately. So your story actually was a really lovely reminder of, yeah, it actually has happened like that in my life. We're like, oh God, I can't believe I'm just doing this naturally now. What? okay, fantastic. Because I've learned a lot of things along the way. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they've fallen off because trauma coping mechanisms came in, mm-hmm. came back in. Because they're like, we're here too. And I'm like, you can take a nap. Like, you not need it all the time. If ever, like, you can change. You can transmute into something else. Mm-hmm. So I think creation has saved me in that. Mm-hmm. Even doing this right here mm-hmm. has been beautiful. So there have been lots of moments along the journey where self-love has become a prevalent necessity topic. I guess it's because it's a journey, I've just learned to feel it more and more. Mm-hmm. Kind of like little milestones of, oh, I thought I felt it then, but oh, I'm really feeling it now. Mm-hmm. And recognizing those moments has, I guess, been maybe the moment or experiences that you talked about. Maybe mine's more of an instigating moment of mm-hmm. starting the journey of needing self-love, but maybe because it was long enough ago, mm-hmm. that wasn't fully, those weren't terms yet. I think that's a very recent type of discussion, more so in the world, mm-hmm. in those exact terms. It's been there, of course, but mm-hmm. we just have new terminology mm-hmm. around it. Mm-hmm.
And finally, you know, the thing that I recognize from our stories, the only thing that we both are on the way of loving ourselves and then yeah. knowing ourselves.
Loving ourselves, uh-huh. knowing ourselves mm-hmm. more and more. Mm-hmm. Was this always something? It's kind of been most of, if not all my life, that I've been doing this. But when did that kind of start for you? This
maybe less than 10 years ago.
Wait, really? Really?
Really?
Joanne.
Why?
Because, oh, I find this so special. That's around the time I really started framing it more and calling it self-love and fully dedicating it to a prioritizing and of self, where I'd been doing versions of it, but like that was kind of the moment as well for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's so special.
Uh-huh. Kind Aww. Of vibing?
Vibing for sure. But also like uh-huh. that way we experienced something mm-hmm. before we knew each other around mm-hmm. the same point.
Mm. Almost the same point.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. No, those are some of my favorite things within connection with people is you may not have known each other, but there was, I think that's part of where the connection happens is, mm-hmm. We have a similar parts of our personal journeys and mm-hmm. self-exploration align. Mm-hmm. And this is one of ours. So
ours.
Thanks for letting me get to know you more.
Oh, thank you.
And being curious. Mm. Yeah. So feel okay?
Okay.
Feel good about some self-love and self-care?
Self-love. So satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So getting up in the morning, loving yourself.
Great work.
Happening, and some great work every day.
Great work.
I think it's a great way to start the morning. Taking a shit, having mm-hmm. a meditation, masturbating. I don't know. Love yourself. All of it. We good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We did good.
Good work today.
Good work.
Go get some sleep so you can take your shit. No, thank you, Joanne. And thank you, everyone, for, mm-hmm.
thank
for
you.
Listening.
Uh-huh. Thank you, everyone.
So how do we say until next time in Korean to say goodbye?
다음 시간에 봬요.
다음에
봬요.
다음에 봬요.
A little more shorter. 다음에 봬요.
다음에 봬요.
네.
네, mm-hmm. 감사합니다. 네, thank 감사합니다. You, everyone.
Thank you.